I can't wait. With 10,000 studies about how being poor affects education, I can tell you being poor sucks and my kid can't read.
A scene from the upcoming film Won't Back Down, which stars Maggie Gyllenhaal as a single mom who leads parents in a move to take over a failing grade school using something called the trigger law. Now, the film is fiction, but seven states have real trigger laws, which allow parents to petition to take over underperforming schools. And recently, parents in Adelanto, California, became the first to trigger the law. A judge ruled their petition valid, but the jury is still out on what those parents will achieve. Last week, the school board rejected the parents' plan to convert the school to a charter school, instead opting to lengthen school days and improve technology. That caused a bit of an uproar. We'll keep an eye on that story. But meanwhile, USA Today writes that the film Won't Back Down may inspire reams of new petitions from fed-up parents, that it could have the same motivating effect as the 2010 documentary Waiting for Superman, in which the director and narrator Davis Guggenheim decries the current state of U.S. public education and focuses on a handful of kids like Daisy who suffer as a result.
I want to be a nurse, I want to be a doctor, and I want to be a veterinarian.
The children in Waiting for Superman pin their hopes for a better education on winning a charter school lottery. Both the documentary and the new feature film are produced by the same company. So what's going on here? Stephanie Simon is national education writer for Reuters. Stephanie, start with the parent trigger laws. They were the brainchild of Democratic activist Ben Austin, who worked in the Clinton administration. A lot of people oppose them. Why? Break it down. Why are people for trigger laws? Why against?
The trigger laws is really a flashpoint in this broader debate we're having in the country about the future of public education. On the one hand, you have teachers' unions and parents who support teachers' unions and public education, sort of as it's been conceived for generations in the U.S. Their contention is that the heart of public education is that it's publicly run, publicly controlled, transparent to the public. They argue that the best way to fix some of these schools, which have dismal test scores and, you know, high dropout rates, are to invest more money into them and to come up with creative community-based interventions that help to reinvigorate a failing neighborhood school. On the other side, you have activists and reformers who say, we've tried that for decades and it doesn't work. And so they're pushing a whole host of reforms that would allow more public schools to be taken over by charter management companies, would expand opportunities for kids to go to private charter schools, and would implement this kind of trigger law.
Well, and let's be more blunt. Critics of this say that it's just an attempt to get rid of unions and to support private enterprise charter schools. And it's some of the same criticism that was made of the 2010 documentary Waiting for Superman, which was produced by Walden Media, which also has produced this new film that's coming out. So address that unease on the part of some people that, wait, this is just about throwing all that bathwater out.
Exactly. Well, that is a huge source of unease and discontent. And you basically have very large philanthropic organizations run by the Walton family, which are heirs to the Walmart fortune, run by Bill Gates' family, by Eli Broad, who's a developer in Los Angeles, and by a number of other really wealthy individuals and families that have put hundreds of millions, and in the case of the Gates Foundation, billions of dollars behind promoting various forms of education reform. So there's a lot of wariness on the part of some parents who say, you know, what's the hidden agenda here? Why does the Walmart family care about our schools in our tiny little town? Why are they trying to make it easier for charter schools to come in and so on and so forth?
By the way, we should say that, again, the Democratic activist, Ben Austin, says it's not about charter schools. We are as interested in closing bad charter schools as we are in closing bad public schools. But what do you find, as somebody who studies education, what are your questions about the trigger law?
Well, I think it's fascinating because we don't know yet how it works. So you have, in the case of Adelanto, California, parents did gather enough signatures to pull the trigger, so to speak, and to get control of the school. But in a town like Adelanto, there's a huge amount of turnover and transiency. There's a lot of foreclosures and a lot of people moving in and out. And so the parents who now have kids at Adelanto aren't necessarily the same parents who were there a year or two ago when the petitions were being circulated. So you have a lot of confusion and a lot of fear in a town like that as to there's still a core group that wants to take over the school, that wants to turn it into a charter, but there's a lot of people who are now part of that school who never had input into the original decision and who are bewildered and fearful about what will come of their neighborhood school next year.
Well, meanwhile, we have this movie coming out, and as we said, it's produced by Walden Media, the same people who brought Waiting for Superman. But USA Today says that the film that's coming out paints a more nuanced picture than Superman did, that teachers in the film will wrestle with conflicting feelings about what are unions' vital protections, even though they see the need for change. And there's a quote that they say there's going to be a much bandied about in the fall. When did Norma Rae get to be the bad guy? What is your sense of the impact of fictional movie dramatizing the trigger laws, what that impact might be on the reality of the laws?
Well, I haven't seen the movie yet, but I know that there's been a huge amount of pro and con arguing on Facebook and Twitter and social media about the merits of the movie and whether it accurately depicts unions and parent trigger and all these different elements that come into play. But I will say that Waiting for Superman was incredibly powerful and did have a big effect, I think, on the national discussion. It was also funded, as you said, by the same folks who are promoting Won't Back Down, the parent trigger movie. The Gates Foundation put a lot of money behind promoting it and staging screenings of Waiting for Superman in different cities. And that movie really poignantly portrayed several families in poor urban areas that were just desperate to get their kids a better education, and they viewed charters as the only solution.
Eighth graders at KIPP LA Prep get triple the classroom time in math and science. And by the time they finish eighth grade, they will have doubled their math and reading scores. Judith and Jose have decided to enter DAISY into the KIPP lottery.
Go like this, cross your fingers. I got a good feeling about this.
They were waiting on pins and needles at these lotteries that are staged to try to see if they would have a chance at getting one of their kids into one of these charters that they viewed as really the only hope for getting their kids out of poverty.
It was heartbreaking.
It was heartbreaking, and it was a really moving film. Now, critics of the film say what you don't see is that many charters perform very poorly. There's been national studies showing that only about 17% of charters outperform neighborhood schools with similar demographics. So they say it's a lot of hype with few results. But, you know, they say you also don't see in the movie the charter schools that are run by for-profit management companies, which are not transparent about how they spend public money and which don't necessarily deliver strong results. So there's a lot of debate about whether that movie Waiting for Superman was accurate as a documentary, but there's really no doubt that it sparked a very strong national discussion and got people talking about the issue of charter schools, and this new movie will likely do the same for parent trigger.
Stephanie Simon, national education reporter for Reuters. Stephanie, thanks so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So Mississippi and Texas have trigger laws. Florida's legislature rejected one. Let us know what you think about them at hereandnow.org. Back in a minute. Here and Now.